In Rwanda, President Paul Kagame has won the country's first ever multi-party elections. In 1994, Kagame led a rebel army into the capital, Kigali, and helped end the genocide there. Hundreds of thousands of people were slaughtered when majority Hutus turned on minority Tutsis, as well as some moderate Hutus. Ishbel Matheson, a BBC correspondent in Kigali, says Paul Kagame's victory was accompanied by charges that his supporters intimidated voters.
He certainly had an extraordinary margin of victory. I think the final result was over 95% voted for Paul Kagame. He is, I think, a genuinely popular figure in the country. He has brought stability to Rwanda after the terror of the genocide. And he's also preached a doctrine of ethnic reconciliation and tolerance, which has gone down well with both the Tutsi minority, who were the main victims of the genocide, and the Hutus. The issue really is what happened to the political opposition in the run-up to the poll. There have been widespread allegations that the opposition faced extremely heavy intimidation, that they were harassed, that they were arrested, and some even had death threats against them. So, although it may not have changed the ultimate outcome of the poll, the question is, would the margin of victory have been so big?
How has his opposition, and most particularly his rival in the presidential elections, how are they taking the outcome?
They're not taking defeat quietly. Faustin Twagiramungu gave a very angry press conference in the capital, Kigali, reacting to the poll result, and he simply termed it ridiculous. He said, you know, he would have got just as many votes if he hadn't even come back to Rwanda. He's been in exile, actually, for many years. And he said that's not really democracy and that's not really what he wants to see happen in Rwanda.
Where to from here?
Well, the opposition are threatening to challenge the result through the courts. I doubt, actually, whether they will get any joy. I think they will have to sit down and accept this result. In any case, I think generally the poll, with hindsight, will probably become to see it as a good thing. It's perhaps the first step along the road to democracy. But it's also a poll which has united the ethnic communities in Rwanda. So the Hutus and the Tutsis have both turned out, and they both overwhelmingly voted for the same person. And I think that pushes the process of reconciliation forward a great deal.
Given the sort of occurrences during the election in which the opposition was, in fact, not treated well, does he appear to be the sort of elected official who will be trying to crush dissent?
Well, I think we've seen this kind of thing in other countries in Africa. And when democracy starts out, it is a very imperfect animal. Say, for example, Kenya, which isn't too far away from here. Now, last year they had their third democratic poll, and the opposition won. But 10 years ago, there was massive allegations of vote rigging, of electoral fraud, of intimidation by the ruling party. So I think in Africa, what you see is a kind of bedding down of the democratic process. And that may be what we see here in Rwanda. This is just the start along the road to democracy.
Ishbel Matheson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ishbel Matheson is a BBC correspondent speaking from Kigali, Rwanda.